Oh no.
Weren't Starburst better when they're Opal Fruits? Back in the 90s.
I would go ahead and say that I think everything was better back then because we were
Too much more,
children.
yeah. Well, just a lot more sugar and E numbers as
Yeah.
well.
Like Sunny Delight or Sunny
Oh,
D.
they got to take it off the shelves,
Yeah.
don't they? It was so
Mate,
bad for
it
you.
tastes like shit nowadays. You tried it.
No.
It's just flavored water. It's absolute
What should be
shit.
fucking Sunny Delight, the
It's
age of
absolute shit, mate.
35?
Because I saw it. Where did I see it? We were shopping somewhere. And I saw it. I was like, that's a bit of nostalgia. I'll fucking. I kept myself a load of that. Got home, had one glass, and I was like, this is absolute shit.
Isn't Sunny Delight? Were they the ones that had Florida and California
Yeah,
flavor?
yeah.
Like, how is that two different flavors?
It used to be pure fucking cocaine for kids. It was fun. I remember I went into a dentist right for a checkup when I was about 11 or 10 or whatever, and the dentist took one look at my mum and says, "What the hell have you been giving this boy?" And she was like, "Well, we have a quite a lot of things. We have this, that, and the other. Da, 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 da. We have quite a lot of Sunny Delight." And she went, "A lot of what?" And she was like, "Sunny Delight." And she was like, "Don't ever give that to your children. It is so bad." So
I
yeah, Sunny
remember
D
when I
was
was
banned.
in junior school, I remember a kid turning up with this new drink that had just come out called Red Bull.
Oh
And him and
yes,
his
I live
sister
off it.
had been to the shop and they bought Red Bull and was absolutely fine. Then it was like, why can't we drink this to the teacher? And the teacher's like, this could kill you. Like you are an 8-year-old child. He weighs probably 20 kilos. Do you know what I mean? 30 kilos. There's no
You
need
got a
for you
fake
to.
ID, mate. And
Mate, it's
one
a
of those
kiddo,
big
wasn't
rubber
it?
no one of those big rubber noses with a big fuck off mustache. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, don't.
What a
I have
joke.
no idea how they got that through anything. But, all right, anyway. Because I'm recording. Thank you guys for tuning in already.
Put it out with 2 minutes of nonsense.
Yeah. So,
Preamble.
welcome to the Farmers League podcast. This is a warning. There will be some strong language, mainly from Jason,
No.
and probably a little bit from me.
Yeah, you always dig
So,
me out every single week about me swearing, and then you end up swearing just as much as I do. So that's a
yeah, I
bit
know,
comedy,
but
isn't
you dropped the C word probably
it?
more than
Yeah,
I do.
100%. But that's because you are actually a cunt, though, and I'm a sound top bloke. So what do you expect? You know. So there you go.
I just want to apologize as well because we didn't make one out last week because I was a bit ill, so
No. No,
didn't
no,
make it
no,
very
no,
well.
no, no, no. We didn't get one out last week because you left my message unread for fucking 3 days. That's why we didn't get a fucking one out last week.
No,
You were ill initially, right?
I was still ill on Monday, by the way.
Okay, sounds. And then, but you were still replying in both fucking group chats, right, for 3 days. And I was sitting there, I said to Isaac, I went, Sam's actually fucking completely two-footed me here. I guess the Tuesday, we were supposed to go to Cheltenham, weren't we? And you were like,
Yeah.
Are you guys actually going to Cheltenham tonight? And I was like, I'll tell you what, mate, how about you respond to me privately, you cunt? You fucking left me on fucking grey tick since midday Sunday, you wanker.
The
So
thing is
that's
well,
the reason it fucking didn't go out. So stop lying to everybody, you fucking absolute
here we go, boosh.
cunt. That's
You know, you do that thing where you look when you're a bit ill or whatever, you wake up from a nap or you wake up from a kit. You feel like shit. So I was like, do you know what? This isn't happening today. I went straight back to sleep. So I didn't even see your message to say, yeah, mate, yeah, sweet. I just went, I'm sending this message. He might even turn up at 8 o'clock and just, I'll get a message saying, oi, dickhead, or oi, cunt, where are you?
But
But I didn't care at that point. I
that
was done,
doesn't
mate.
negate the next 2 days of avoidance.
I just didn't see the message.
You're such a
This isn't
popular man, isn't it? That's what it
is what
is.
it is,
Yeah,
mate. Do you know what I
there you
mean?
go.
It's what it
Yeah.
is.
I'm so fortunate to be in your presence. Well, go on, tell the fans what we're fucking we're doing then. You fucking prick.
So this one we're kind of we missed a lot of talking points, but everyone's fucking discussed them already anyway. You
Last
probably
week
will discuss them
was
down the
probably the
pub.
best week that we could have jumped onto a pod.
Oh, we
And
just talked about fucking VAR again, won't we? It
yeah.
was just been bullshit. We just spoke about VAR, chatted the same shit as
Just
we
quickly
did.
then, let's quickly get into it. Do you think it was a red card?
That was a red card.
The Jones one, definitely,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, sounds.
But he was definitely onside as well. And
yeah.
There's
yeah,
no
yeah.
way. I don't understand how they couldn't put it back. Like, have you actually heard the recording now?
I still haven't heard it yet.
Oh, mate, don't. It's the only bloke who notices that is wrong is, like, the bloke in control of the VAR. So actually drawing the lines and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
The assistant ref or the VAR ref and his second don't even notice that they've got the call wrong until, like, the player's fucking halfway through. Ball goes out for a throw-in, and they're like, oh, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late. And I'm like, this is there, literally is a piss take. Do you want me to just stop it? Nothing's happened. Put it back, it's fine. Boosh.
We've got quite a lot of different fans in our football chat, and it's very, very rare that everybody agrees. And when the audio came out, somebody pumped it into the group chat, and I was busy that day, so I thought, I'll listen to it later on. But then, like, literally everyone was on the same page and was like, this is fucking horrendous.
Mate, it's
and
crazy.
I was just like, well, there you go. That's all you need to say. Do you know what I mean? Like,
unfortunately as well, for the game, I don't care about the fucking team, but unfortunately for the game, it happens too often. So there's been times when, like, they didn't even do the lines last year for a goal. Like, I think it was Arsenal-Brentford and stuff like that.
Who in Brentford?
Arsenal.
Oh, okay. Sounds.
I don't know how I said it the first time. Did I break it down into the?
You put like five syllables in that fucking
Arsenal
team's name. Yeah. Abon Lahore.
All right, quickly talking about Abon Lahore.
There we go.
What did you think about the new? You watched the Arsenal and the Manchester City game today. Mm. What did you think about that new camera angle? It was weird. I found.
I loved it.
So if you don't know, they've Sky have done this new camera angle which makes it more like FIFA or Pro Evo.
But it's only on one channel though.
Yeah.
On Sky Sports Football they had it. On Sky Sports Main Event and Sky Sports
Premier
League, yeah. They had the normal camera angles. Sky Sports Football was the only one they had it on.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was meant. You can actually see the whole pitch. It's just different. People hate change though, don't they? Do you know what I mean? They hate when things are different. So
did you notice I had like a weird zoom every now and then?
Yeah, every now and again it was like
I was like, I do not need this in my life.
You know, Family Guy when they got the monkey working the camera and it's fucking just flying all over the gaff. It was like that, wasn't it?
Do you know what? I don't know if you ever watched it, but when they brought out 3D cameras on, do you know like 3D TVs become the fucking big thing at one point where everyone had like fucking glasses at home and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember going to the pub and they were like, oh yeah, yeah, sweet, we've got 3D. I was like, okay.
Right.
So watched it, football 3D, mate, it was fucking brilliant. You know, sometimes you're like, why hasn't he got that ball? And it's like
football
fucking
3D, I've never even heard of this. Is that
you've never heard of the...
You fucking mate, winded me up.
Mate, nah, this was like ages ago. They don't do it anymore.
Absolutely Billy bullshitting me, 100%.
Mate, it was amazing. It was like...
I'm going to use my internet.
You... Sorry, Jace, all the way, by the way, as well, Jace is led down whilst doing this today.
Yeah, because fucking, because fucking the little ones in the back bedroom getting used to fucking sleeping without us. And I've got to do it in bed. Charles was like, in the kitchen. I was like, no, because I don't want you fucking listening to us. It's not saying fuck all here, mate. Maybe my internet's broken. Sky Worlds to show Premier League matches live 2020. Does that sound right?
Mate, this is old.
In virtual reality. Chabby's got a VR fucking headset on and everything.
So it was Sky Sports 3D. There was a whole channel for
it. Oh, is it?
Back, it closed in 2015.
Oh. So it was really good then.
Mate, I tell you what, it was actually decent because you could see the depth of play.
Oh my God, you're actually fucking right. What the fuck's this?
I can't believe you never saw this.
Well, mate, I'm not being funny. I don't think a lot of people saw it because it fucking didn't last very long, did it? Fucking hell.
Mate, I thought it was wicked. Mm. But yeah, it was.
Sky Sports in 3D. Wow, there we go. Learn something new every day.
That
2010. 2010. Sky has announced it will launch Sky 3D. Fucking hell. Wow, okay, fair enough. There we go.
Mate, just like the camera today.
Mm.
It was so much better because you could see the distance between players. Do you know, like, sometimes it's hard to actually tell the distance between two players on the pitch. You can actually see the distance. It was like it was going backwards in a triangle.
Sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
So you could properly see the pitch, and it was so much better.
But then, like, you know, when you're at a game and you see players do things that you don't see on TV because they're not, like, they're not within the 10-yard radius of the screen, like, do you know what I mean? Like, people slagging off Casemiro, and I'm like, mate, Casemiro plays, like, five different positions every single match. Do you know what I mean? He is fucking class. Like, you know, you actually, you turn, he's not recently, but, like, but you move the camera back and you get more of appreciation for players like that when you see it at home.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't then have to go to the games and stuff, or if you haven't got the money to go to the games or whatever, do you know what I mean? You can actually see it. So anyway,
I'll tell you
10
what.
Minutes talking about nothing. Fucking get on with the pod, you fucking...
Wait. I went to Villa... Oh, who was it? Fucking... Who do we play? Some fucking Bulgarian team or something like that on Thursday night. So I went to the game with my dad. And I tell you what, their chant...
Big Robbie, go ahead.
There was like... There wasn't that many of them, but their fucking chants, they were like doing the... Hoo! Like all at the same time, and it was immense. I was like, there's only like 400 of these fuckers sat down there. They checked out a few Nazi salutes, which obviously always brings them.
Oh, lovely, yeah, great.
Brings
well
it
done,
a bit. But I was like, mate, I need to go to an Eastern European fucking game of football. My dad
was
still
a
Croatia,
thing, by the way. We're in 2023.
Oh, mate, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's 2023, and people are still firing Nazi salutes about it. What the fuck's going on? Me and Kieran went to Berlin years ago, right? And I took him to Hertha Berlin Stadium. Just like, I say I took him as if I'm fucking on a date with him. But I'd been there already in it. So I said to him, I was like, look, you got to go to his class. Like, got on the fucking train. There was a bloke there doing fucking Nazi salutes. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's unbelievable. It's fucking 60 years ago, mate.
Amazing. It's, especially in football, like, it's just...
It's crazy. It's madness.
But that's not something we are here to talk about.
No, we're not getting into that. Fucking hell.
We spoke about that a few times.
Hey?
And we spoke about racism and football and stuff like that a few times.
Okay.
And it's not something... And it's something that's going to come up again. It's going to be unbelievable.
Speaking of stand-up blokes who you love, do you see that your best mate scored this weekend on loan? What a top boy, eh? He's turned his life around. Your best mate.
Fuck off.
Yeah. It came up it came up on Twitter earlier, and I thought, which twat has retweeted this so I can block them? I'm not having it. Anyway, mate, 13 minutes. Come on. Tell the fans what we're doing.
Oh, the fans. The fan. So basically, as Jay alluded to a couple of weeks ago, we are doing a little trip down memory lane, shall we say. We're going to talk about teams and the sponsors that kind of we feel like are iconic with that team. Jay's got a list of about 20.
Sponsor association.
Oh, sponsor association.
Yeah, word association, team association, sponsor association. Whichever way you want to fire it.
So, yeah. So, basically, if it's a mainland European team, it's Opel.
Yeah.
And then if it's a decent team in the UK is going to be some sort of phone brand. There's going to be some sort of phone brands in there or drinks brands.
I've only got two or three phone ones that I'm looking at here, you know.
Well, I haven't written any down, so.
Oh, wow. Mr. Prepared, as always. What a top guy.
All right, yeah, but to be fair, I thought we were going to come on here today and I thought we were going to address how shit United are. But
I'm fucking stunned you made it onto the pod today. Let's get that right. So
mate,
let's not even go there, you little rat. So, I was half expecting to message you today and say, are we still podding tonight? And then you don't speak to me until Wednesday. But there we go. Anyway, right. So let's kick things off then, nice and easy, like we did last week. Arsenal. Who you got for Arsenal?
All right. So Arsenal, off the top of my head, JVC.
Yeah.
1994, I want to say.
I don't know the dates.
Either that or 02.
Or 02, yeah. I can't even think of any others. At the moment, Fly Emirates.
Fly Emirates. Do you know what I think as well?
It's about it,
I feel like nowadays, the big teams keep their sponsors for absolute ages. I feel like Fly Emirates have been for like 10 years, it could be.
Yeah, well, they've got the Emirates Cup as well, though, haven't they? Do you know what I mean? So, like,
Yeah.
you got all the revenue
And
off
the
that
Emirates
as well.
Stadium, and
Yeah.
then they've also got fucking Visit Rwanda on their fucking.
That's the thing as well. Naming your stadium, like the sponsor being the name of the stadium, like the Emirates Stadium,
Yeah.
because that they've not just called it that. They've got that plastered on the fucking roof, haven't they? I mean,
It's
it's different
everywhere,
with
yeah. And you
Cheltenham.
gotta.
Like Cheltenham changed their fucking stadium name literally every season. I think it's currently the completely Suzuki Stadium or some nonsense. You can use the internet quickly and find out. But at one time it was the Johnny Rock Stadium, which obviously you loved. But they got to be paying some wedge to not just get on the shirt, but get the actual stadium name changed.
Yeah, the completely Suzuki Stadium. Oh.
That what it is now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Right, sad. Here's one for you then.
They scored on the weekend, mate. I think they scored and actually won on
Yeah,
the weekend.
first goal in what, nine games?
12. 12
12,
games.
12, smashed it. I think someone said somewhere that it was the record for the
Was
longest a
it?
team's gone in League One history without scoring a goal. So Cheltenham doing
Jeez.
well this season, mate. Doing
Go
well.
12, baby.
Straight back down to League Two where we belong. So there we go.
Does this mean they'll be the only team to not feature on, like, Welcome to Wrexham? Because they'll miss out when Wrexham go up to League One,
Yeah,
Cheltenham will go
probably.
down to League Two and miss out on all that stuff as
So
well.
joking it. You know what I mean? For fucking years, what I thought myself Cheltenham a bog standard League Two team, do you know what I mean? And then like you get like once every like say six, seven seasons, they go up to League One, they get absolutely obliterated and they go straight back down. I don't know why they bother with it. Just stay in League Two, lads. Just like when you say, "Oh yeah, you've been promoted," just go, "Nah, I don't fancy it. We just stay down here.
Can we
You're
just get
right.
some of the money instead?
Yeah, we'll take the money. We'll just sit here. Sweet, it's all right. It's all good."
Give it someone else.
Great. Right, who've you got for Villa then? Obviously, you've been a Villa fan. Like this is a difficult one.
So for me, Muller,
Yeah, I
just
got
because they're on my
Muller.
favourite kit.
Yeah, like the green
Secondary to
one.
that is Acorns. So they
Acorns.
had for a while they
Is
had
that
Acorns, which
recent?
no, not but this is the thing. Recently it's all just been better brands. So it's like Genting fucking
Acorns.
casinos and B, I don't know what they are at the moment, BK35 or something. Fucking weird. And H88.
Acorns.
Yeah, Acorns. It's like when Gabby and Ashley Young still played and stuff like that for us. I say that like Ashley Young didn't play for us.
Yeah, now you say it.
Yeah. It was basically a
Yeah.
local charity. It's a local hospice in the
Oh,
area.
okay.
So I like that one, but it's Muller. So if I think about
Yeah.
my favourite Villa kit, it's got fucking Muller plastered across from
Yeah,
it.
same. That's what I thought of straight away when I thought of Villa was Muller. What about Everton?
Everton. Ooh. Who have Everton got now? That's fucking weird.
So Everton
They
at the
got
moment are
Stoke.
stake, aren't they?
Oh, they got Chang. Was it Chang?
Chang was the one I had for it, but
Chang Lager.
I couldn't think of anything before fucking Chang.
Should we have a little look? Wait, let me have a little look.
Everton, type in. Oh no, they had a lager before as well, didn't they? Troy Everton, 2002.
They had 1-1. Remember that back in the
Oh
day?
yes, they did. Yeah.
And what is that?
No
Kedjian.
idea, mate.
Mate, that is
See what
a.
Everton. See what this one says. Yeah, 1-1 was 98.
What is that thing?
NEC. Oh my God, yeah. What is that? I do remember it. NEC was another one.
NEC,
This
fuck
bad
me.
boy. Yeah, I
See, the problem
remember
is with is like these sort of kits, because they're
Right,
so
get this crap off my page.
because they're quite a standard kit, the Everton kit. It like all kind of merges into one.
Yeah.
I find that there's not like a there's been some Arsenal away kits or home kits that I'm like fucking hell, that's a decent kit. But I feel like a lot of and the same with any sort of standard blue kit or standard just one color sort of kit.
Our Liverpool
If they
kits,
just
our
do
home
it,
kits are all at the same as Tottenham, innit? There's
yeah.
not
But
much variation.
Yeah, Tottenham is a prime example.
Yeah,
What
just
do you do
white.
with white shirt,
Yeah.
blue shorts?
Shorts. Who you got for
Blue.
Tottenham away?
All right, so I got confused with Tottenham.
Oh, here we
All right.
go.
No, because just thinking about it now, did they have Holston pills? Talking about
Yeah,
alcohol.
that's
They
all
had
I've got.
Holston pills.
I had Holston. I couldn't think of fuck all after that.
Oh, did they have like
Holston.
Pommel? Do you know the sponsors of the Champions League? Did they have something like that?
Some of
Because they
these.
got AIA now, haven't they?
Yes,
Which I
but
don't know what it is. What's AIA?
no idea, mate.
And I think this is like the weird thing though,
Spurs.
with sponsors.
Spurs had Hewlett Packard.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Fuck me, that's a blast from the past. That purple one is nice, though, isn't
Yeah.
it? Yeah, there's these.
Fat boy Dave were fucking like that, weren't
Speaking of
he?
nice away tops, have you seen the new Beckham documentary on Netflix?
No, I haven't watched it yet. Have you watched it?
Yeah, but obviously I'm biased, so I'm going to tell you it's mint. But like, just watching it, I was sitting, I said to Charlotte, I was like, there are so many Man United away tops that I'm pissed off that I didn't fucking buy. So annoying, mate.
Oh, mate, don't, because I've got this thing now. I'm like, do I just buy the kits now, even though I'm not sure about them? I'm like, oh, I'll just fucking buy them. But why?
Yeah.
Like, I
And you
was
end up
never
with.
going to fit into the kit when I was
Yeah.
fucking, I don't know, 12. I didn't think, do you know what? I'll keep this kit because I'll be able to wear it when I'm
Yeah.
fucking 6 foot 6. I wouldn't be able to wear it fucking a year later.
So what I'm doing is I'm buying the Man United top every season that Killian's alive. I'm buying him an
Okay, yeah.
XL, and then when he's 25, I'm gonna give him to him, in the hope that he fits an XL. Like you know already, I'm one of the smallest in my family. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Oh,
so
fuck me.
if he's a double X, I'm fucked. But mate, you can fucking just sell him whatever in it. Do you know what I mean? But I'm gonna give him to him packaged. Do you know what I mean,
That'd be
mate?
nice, yeah.
Not last season, the season before. Obviously, we signed Ronaldo, innit? You know this story's going, don't you? Got him. I was the only one that I got printed Ronaldo on the back, and then they
Fuck's sake.
all went down the fucking Swanee, didn't it? So
Oh, don't.
yeah, so he's got a nice Ronaldo top to open, so that'd be a great crack.
Well,
So,
talking about Beckham, what is the United one that you think as a United fan?
the first one that comes to my head, Sharp.
Okay.
Sharp was like a mainstay in my childhood, like from the first like Man United kit I had, right up it. Oh, fucking yeah, so many tops were Sharp before it was Sharp View Cam, weren't it? And then they changed it to just Sharp across the front then.
For me, yeah, I'd struggle to go before Sharp. It was then Vodafone.
We had Vodafone, yeah.
That's the one. I think Sharp and Vodafone are probably the ones.
We had Veron when we had
Vodafone would have
Vodafone.
been the kit Beckham wore just before he went
Yeah,
to
and
Real Madrid,
Nistelrooy.
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are the kits I'd probably think of. I'd probably
Yeah,
think Vodafone.
Vodafone's a massive shout. Yeah, but sharp for me because it's just my childhood. Do you know what I mean? Like,
And
but
then we go on to Real Madrid then. So who's Real Madrid?
oof. So Real Madrid, I think of Win, you know, BWIN, B Win or Win, whatever it is. But then before that is Tekke, you know, Tay,
Tay.
T-E. Oh, God's sake, it's been a long week. Tekka. Because I'm teaching Killian phonetics, right? And then you don't teach it the same way, do you?
No.
Like say A B C D, you go abacada. So I've kind of tried to say T and kind of said T at the same time and just completely fucked it. But yeah, anyway, fucking yeah, Tekke or B Win, whichever one they are. But
Because they had Seaman as
we did.
well.
Yeah.
But that, for me, is like a Chelsea. Chelsea had Seaman, didn't
Chelsea with Siemens
Chelsea was Seaman.
were they Siemens? I've got Samsung on
Samson.
mine.
Samson, that's it.
It might have been
Samson.
Siemens though.
No, I think it. No, it is Samson.
No,
It was
definitely
both of
Samsung. Just wondering if they ever had Siemens.
Also,
No.
Seaman doesn't even exist anymore, does it?
I don't think so. I can't remember the last time anyone fucking ever said, "Oh, who's your phone contract with?" Oh, Siemens. Oh, okay, Sam. It's not even a what the fuck? Chelsea, cross those fucking bastards off the list.
They had three as well, didn't they, Chelsea? for a long time. They had three.
Yeah, up until recently.
Yeah,
it is a segue. So Aubameyang scored an absolute fucking class goal tonight, right? His team are winning 4-2. A fan threw a flashbang onto the pitch, right? Went off near the keeper. Nowhere near him to like, have contact, right? Keeper's gone down feigning injury. He had to get stretchered off and they abandoned the game. Right. And I was just like, I wonder if you would have been stretchered off if your team were winning 4-2 rather than getting spanked. So the goal Aubameyang scored isn't even gonna fucking stand anyway. It was class though, mate. So joke. But anyway,
couldn't happen to a nicer bloke.
No, I know. What a fucking bell end. AC Milan, you want to knock this one out nice and quick? Opal, yeah, correct. There you go, smashed it.
They were everywhere. Because let's face it, Opal is Vauxhall, right?
Yeah.
Imagine fucking Vauxhall being on literally every fucking kit.
Yeah.
Because they were. I can't remember, like, there was top teams.
They were Bayern as well. When Man United beat Bayern in the 99 final, Bayern were Opel as well.
See, they were all over Bayern, the place, like, mate. T-Mobile?
They are now, although at least they were in the last few seasons.
They've been T-Mobile for ages, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like Ribery, when Ribery and Müller were playing.
Wank Ribery.
He's fucking, he was an ugly boy, wasn't he?
He's an ugly bastard, yeah, I know.
Fuck me.
Here's a question for you then. Would you rather have the life that you have now and the way you look now and the finances you have now, or would you rather look like Frank Ribery and have all the money that Frank Ribery's got?
I ain't far off, mate, to be fair, and that's a lot of fucking money.
What, that wedge? Go ahead.
Mate, do you know what I mean? Fuck me. It's not like I'm Brad Pitt. Do you know what I mean? It's not that much of a down. No.
You're saying you're a multi-millionaire. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'm hiding wedge somewhere. Apparently my fucking stomach.
And your hat. Hello.
I'm talking about looks wise. It's not that far down, mate.
I don't know. I reckon you're a solid. I reckon you're a solid six.
Have I seen?
Oh, he's probably, what is he? Probably a two.
A two.
He's a gargoyle, mate.
Is Frank Ribery a two?
He's not. God, what would you give him then? Out of 10, if your daughter comes home with fucking Frank Ribery, you're looking at him and you're thinking, fucking hell, you taking the piss, love?
It's not great, is it?
He's an ugly bastard, mate.
Do you know what? It's one of those things.
Gargoyle.
When you look at him face on, it's even worse,
mate. The more you look at him, the more you look at him, the more disfigured he becomes. Like it's like a car crash. You just can't look away. It's an absolute train wreck.
All right, can I have half the money, but look like Iron Robin? All right, so I'm not going all the way. I don't want David Beckham. I don't need David Beckham.
No, because you got the hair of Iron Robin already, so you can't have that.
Oh, fuck off. That's what I mean.
Actually, his hair will be an upgrade. So
hang on a few pounds. I'm pretty much there, mate. Yeah. Fucking sweet.
So no, you can't have that.
He looks like me. He looks like me after I survived cancer. All right. Do you know what I mean?
He'd look like you if he like seriously went down the Ronaldo route, you know, the R9 route. You know what I mean, like.
Actually, do you know what? I'm not far off. If I've got a fucking bit of a tan.
Told you, mate. Told you.
Dope.
Spanking right. Free kicks from left, right, and centre. My brother.
Oh, mate, imagine. You would, though, wouldn't you? Just for, like, even if you didn't become a professional footballer, just for the fact you could walk onto any pitch and fucking spank it top corner.
Yeah.
Walk off, seeing a bit like.
It's obscene. Yeah. I'd love to be that good. I'd love to be that good at anything. I said to Charlotte, I was like, could you imagine being one of the best in the world at anything? Like, mate, the confidence, you walk into a room and just be like, ah, you're shit, you're shit, you're shit. Guess what, mate? You're shit. Do you know what? You just,
do you know what the other day, right?
You're the fucking man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got fuck all of me. It was so bad the other day. I was scrolling for Instagram or something, or TikTok. And no, it's got to be Instagram. I don't use fucking TikTok. But it was like the real.
I said, didn't realise you were 13. Yeah. Go on.
and this professional eater come up And he just looked like, no, I thought I could fucking do this.
You thought, fuck me. They're making jobs out of this. Sign me up.
Seriously, the bloke is like traveling the world. And I was like, what do you have to do this then? Because I'm probably doing it anyway.
It's got to be a bit, she's got to be a bit charismatic and then fucking give it stacks.
Oh, fuck off. Got to be charismatic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but seriously,
that's why I struggle with a lot of things.
I was like, if I put some effort into this, if I put some effort into eating, this could fucking be a goer. Like,
that's the same as, you know, Man V Food. That guy would go on there and he'd just give it the bigger and, do you know what I mean? Like, fucking shout out stupid phrases left, right, and centre. Fucking scran all this food. I'm telling you now, mate, you know for a fact he got sick in the toilets fucking 10 minutes later.
Oh, mate, the doctor told him he had to stop, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, and then the new guy take over, and he was the most fucking insufferable bastard in the world.
No.
Couldn't watch the show after that. I was like, he's so annoying.
That's weird, isn't it? Because that's all that used to be on Dave. I was talking to him the other day, and I was Dave. Like, do you reckon anyone watches Dave in the daytime anymore? Because it Top used Gear. To be Top Gear.
They do Top Gear reruns, and that's about it.
Man V Food.
What else was on there?
I went through it the other day, yeah, and it was like Rick Stein's fucking Mediterranean. And I was like,
they got fishing programs and shit, innit?
Storage Wars.
Yeah, that's the other one.
He goes, do you know what? I want Top Gear, Storage Wars, and Rick Stein. Like, that's the combination I need in my life.
Do you come out for a few beers on Saturday night? Nah, mate, I was sitting in, I got a nice cottage pie, I'm going to sit down and watch Rick Stein.
No, you're not.
Grow up, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. All right, anyway.
Let's get back to this. What about Newcastle? That's a nice, easy one.
Nuki Brown.
Yeah.
Got Newcastle a bit,
Brown Ale. And then what about NTL?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, remember that bad boy? They banged that fucking NTL strip, didn't they? That's when Shearer was fucking on fire in that NTL.
That purple and green or whatever the fuck it was.
Newcastle Brown Ale is the one that fucking NTL. Gets me. Yeah, NTL. NTL also did Celtic, didn't they?
Well, yeah, so Celtic, for me, is either Tennent's, which is a fucking...
Yeah.
Tennent's is one of those ones, you don't drink it, you don't get it down at Tesco, do you, Danny?
I don't think I've ever drunk it.
I've only ever had it twice, I think.
I think it might finish me off.
And it weren't good.
It sounds deadly.
It's not a good beer.
Is it actually a beer?
Yeah, it's a lager, it's just a normal lager, but it's not a good one.
I'm going to get some Tennent's in for my Halloween party. Me and you are going to fucking smash it. I've typed in tenants and it's given me the fucking definition of a tenant. I know what a tenant is, you fucking cunt. Fuck's sake, mate. Tenants lager. Right, here we go.
It's tenant.
It's only 4% as well. You get it at Morrison's. I'm going to get some in for us. Right, happy days. We're going to bang some tenants at Halloween, Christy. Right. Yeah, there you go. That was worth it. What about the scum?
Carlsberg, innit?
Carlsberg, yeah. Carlsberg, and then if you're going right the way back, it's candy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I can't remember a fucking candy kit.
Can you not? They had a really nice, like, red and white, like, almost as if you took a red and put it on your paintbrush, and then put white on your paintbrush, and then just dabbed it all over the kit. Do you know what I mean? Just dabbed it. No, just dabbed it on. Wait there. I'll show you now, you know what I mean? Like, Liverpool, just type in Liverpool candy, something will come up.
A fucking candy shop in Liverpool, probably.
Yeah. Nonce. Yeah, look at those shirts. You'll see what I mean.
No, I see them.
They got like a sporadic, like weird fucking design.
So this, do you know what, actually? So there's that one, which is like you said, a bit like if you took white on your paintbrush. But in 1991... to 1992, they had the same kit as what they then had pretty much in 1992, 1993. They just moved the Adidas logo.
The three stripes over the shoulder.
Yeah, and changed the actual sponsor.
I think that was a thing from Adidas, though, because Bayern did it as well. And they had the three stripes over the shoulder. There was a lot of teams that ended up having that just in their own colours. I think it was a thing sent down from Adidas.
But over two seasons, what I like is that the fact it's over fucking two seasons. I'm kind of like a little bit...
That used to happen quite often, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with that now, where... I mean, Villa used to have fucking loads of kits over two seasons.
Mate, nowadays, like fucking... I was looking at the new United top. The one, which is like the replica, is like 70 quid. It's nice and everything, it's right. But then the authentic one is like 100 bar.
Mate, it's
And
piss take, isn't
mate, there's not much difference. And like Charlotte says to me, between you and I would prefer if you got the 71. And I was like, why? And she was like, the fabric on the £100 one will be a nightmare to fucking wash. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll save myself 30 quid, no problem. But then like the Green United one, the £70 replica, mate, it looks like absolute shit. If you're gonna buy it,
it.
you gotta go for the 100 because like the green sticker that goes around the team viewer,
Doesn't even
the
match it.
transfer, mate, it's so fucking it is disgusting, mate. You gotta pay for the one up. So basically, I've got to wait until next season for the fucking sales to come out and then hope that I manage to get hold of it. Do you know what I mean? It's just not gonna happen. And you're not paying 70 bar for that shit. Like, no way.
I don't.
Fuck right off.
Mate,
Not a chance in France.
they're piss taking. At the moment, fucking Villa are on about getting rid of their Castor kits because the players are complaining about them.
Yeah, apparently Castor was really fucking shit. Like, a lot
Oh,
of people are
mate,
saying like
fucking.
that it's just falling apart in the washing machine.
Some Newcastle fans, when they got their first year of Castor, they were coming out and they had the fucking badges on the wrong way. Like,
Shut up.
no, seriously, like, fucking
What the
unbelievable.
fuck? That
I think it
is
happened to a
mad.
Wolves player. A Wolves player went on the pitch and his fucking badge was upside down.
That's so a joke.
Do you know what I mean? That's a, literally a
Yeah.
player issued fucking kit.
Where have they come from, Castor, though? Because they seem to have just fucking popped up out of nowhere.
Manchester, isn't it? It's just fucking. They've
They must have some
literally.
serious wedge, though, to get onto sponsorships.
Well, they came up. Who was it? Andy Murray or something like that? Jumped on them early and like parted over money
Oh,
enough, I think,
yeah.
sponsored them.
Now you
But the
say
problem
it.
is, like, touching on football kits now, a lot of the manufacturers, these manufacturers, don't actually make them. So like, it's made by Fanatics. So if you go on Fanatics,
Yeah.
they literally stock every fucking
Yeah.
football kit out there.
Everything.
But
It made
Castor will make it. So
Fanatics stock everything.
yeah.
Not just football,
Yeah,
everything.
but
Yeah.
like, but so we've had Kappa, Castor, and who are someone else, and they've all been made by Fanatics, and they've
I
all
do,
been
mate.
shit quality.
I do love Kappa.
Oh, mate, I love a little Kappa
I
kit.
love the Kappa down the
Mate, the
shoulders.
Barcelona Kappa kits back in the day.
Mate,
Oh.
my Palmer one. It's in the drawer over there, mate.
The only
Unbelievable.
problem is they're about fucking two sizes smaller than what the
Yeah, they're
fucking
all
every other
tiny.
fucker is, which for me
It's a
makes me a fucking
problem.
22XR. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's bad, isn't it?
Talk about Barcelona. There's got to be one Barca kit sponsorship, aren't there? Because they didn't have any
So
for
I
ages.
went through Bar I couldn't think of one for Barcelona. So I like cheated and did a bit of research. Mate, I couldn't find anything other than UNICEF.
UNICEF. UNICEF, gotta be.
That's how
So.
much they're getting paid by UEFA, by the way. But they don't have to have a frigging sponsorship.
Didn't have a sponsorship for years.
Yes, I know.
For
That's the
years,
point I'm
but.
making. Get away with fucking murder, the cheating old cunts.
But now they have
So
Spotify, don't they? Do you know
yeah.
what, actually? It looks pretty shit hot. They're releasing, so Spotify, because they sponsor Barcelona and do the fucking whole stadium.
Yeah.
They release certain sponsorships when something happens. So, like, for example, Drake became the most streamed artist on Spotify. So they put like the little symbol of his album, like the little owl,
Oh, I remember that.
onto their kit. And now, because it's the anniversary, like 50 years or something, of the Rolling Stones' first album or something, they're putting like the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, Fat Lips on a
Oh,
kit,
nice.
and it actually looks shit hot.
Is it on the
That's the one
Barca
I'd be
kit? Is it
tempted to
only the
get.
Barca kit, though?
It's only on the basket, yeah. So
Oh.
you'll never touch it.
No, I'm not paying into those cunts. Fuck, what a joke. Well, let's stay abroad then. What about Inter Milan? Who have you got for Inter? What pops into your brain?
The
Anything?
only one I can think, oh, it's a fucking, all right, it's just it's not Bridgestone because that's also Chelsea.
It's Pirelli.
Pirelli, that's it. That's the only one they do
Pirelli,
in it.
yeah.
Have they ever
They've
done
been with
anyone
Pirelli for
else?
ages. I can't think of anything for Inter other than Pirelli.
Like,
And when I was thinking Juventus, I was thinking there are so many, but I can't think of anything but JVC. Like they've had a different fucking sponsor all the time. But
Juventus,
yeah,
Jeep, I don't.
Jeep. Yeah, sorry, not, why did I say JVC? I meant
They've had
Jeep.
Jeep for fucking like.
Yeah, I meant Jeep. I could, but they've had so many. Whereas like Inter, they've only just had the one. I can't think of anything but Pirelli.
Yeah, no, I don't think there has been anything but Pirelli.
I don't think
Let's have a
so.
look.
Little bit of dead noise on the podcast. You wearing a black tee today as well? You're usually Mr. White Tee. I don't think I've ever seen you wearing a black one.
I only ever really wear black or white, so I'm
You
like
think
MJ.
you're
It doesn't matter.
you think you're so fucking edgy, don't you? I don't wear colours.
The only reason I don't wear colours is because I sweat through them so fast. Who's gonna wear a fucking bright blue fucking top with fucking stains under the fucking tits? All right, so I'm back at to 1994,
It's
and
still
it
Pirelli.
is, well,
What a
in
joke.
1995 it is Pirelli.
Yeah.
It's Ferrucci,
Great
mate. You ain't
pronunciation.
fucking getting
Smash
this.
that. Nah.
Absolutely nailed this bad boy.
Snailed it.
This is the goalkeeper awaker.
Oh, that looks
That
like
is.
my nan's carpet.
Look at that.
That is a state. That's fucking disgusting.
But yeah.
Oh wow, that is an absolute number.
Sweet.
Wow. What about Fiorentina? Who you got for them?
I haven't got anyone for Fiorentina.
No, Nintendo. Wow, that was gross.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Was that a spittoon?
No, was it? Where am I going to spit in my own fucking house?
I don't know, but you've just fired it somewhere.
No, that was a little cough up and then back down swallow
Oh,
it. Maybe.
I thought you
Hey.
spat it out
No.
straight onto the carpet.
I swallow.
Emma!
I don't spit.
Oh, you are such a guy. So you didn't have Nintendo for Fiorentina?
No, not off the top of
Or
my head. I
7
can't even
up?
think of a, I can't think of a Fiorentina. Oh, wait. Is
Seriously?
that Fiorentina, that kid?
Fiorentina were purple, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Type in Fiorentina Nintendo or Fiorentina 7 up, and straight away you'll know.
You'll
Think of
know.
my man, a Battistuta.
I can't even spell fucking Fiorentina at the moment.
Oh my God. Fior.
May I spell it? May I spent it, all right? I spelt it. Oh,
Spent it?
yes.
What? Yeah, there you go. See? How's that for you? Is that
There
nice?
was
You still have
another
your
7-Up
number?
kit, though.
What do you mean?
There was
What, there was another
another
team that had
football.
7 up?
Yeah. I
I can't
swear there
think.
was.
Ooh. Yeah, there would have been.
I'm just trying to think.
Fiorentina
Don't.
definitely had 7 up, though. I just can't
Yeah, they
think of
did,
anyone
yeah.
else who had it.
Why? Sorry. I've just stumbled across an Iron Brew.
Jesus
Who's
Christ.
that? Queen's Park.
What, Queen's Park QPR or just Queen's Park?
No, Queen's Park.
Yeah, you have
And
no
it
idea then.
is, mate.
Is it saucy?
That is. A jeez.
Disgusting.
Look at that thing.
Fucking, that is rancid. Imagine wearing that on a night out. How many people you'd fuck with?
Look at that, yeah.
7 up, yeah, there you go. State of it. Fucking off the head.
Sweet.
Tango. What the fuck? Barry Town, go on. Colgate, hey.
Just on some random one, I.
Let's do one for Dan
Remember
then.
Dreamcast? Who did Dreamcast sponsor? Sega and Dreamcast
Oh.
sponsored. I want to say Arsenal.
Yes, yeah, you're right. It was Arsenal.
90. Wow,
5 points for you, sir. That was very good.
Mate, I really wanted Dreamcast when it came out. They had like the weird
Yeah.
fucking controller, didn't it? I don't know what the top
Then
bit. There was like a little screen in it. I didn't. I
they were
never got
shit,
it.
weren't they? So
Yeah.
same as the GameCube
Get it.
come out and they were jank, you just gel them on. For Mr. Dan Walker, who you got for Leeds?
Is it Admiral? So this is
Wow.
going. So this is going back to when
So
Dan Walker was fucking.
Admiral
Like,
was their brand, wasn't it?
was that the brand? Was it?
Yeah.
Is that
Packard Bell is what I had.
Oh, I'm stuck on the little logo. So you know, it's like a square and it's got like a rectangle, it's got a circle on top. That was was that that's the fucking Admiral. Make, was it?
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Or and they used to have like
their sponsor.
They used to have a thistle or like a Scottish thing.
Yeah.
Is it biscuits or something? Biscuits. Imagine being sponsored by biscuits. Fucking Highland shortbread.
Halftime snack.
Corona
it I think it was Leeds Thistle. No, you see it. Leeds Thistle. Leeds Thistle. Type that fucking can in and see what comes up. Images.
Oh, no, wait. It's a hotel.
It's a hotel. Well, they're obviously doing good for themselves. That blue and yellow stripy one is banging them, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just hate Leeds. Fair play.
Asics, when they used to make fucking football kits, man.
Oh, Asics is so jank. Oh,
don't. Kids are wearing
Asics nowadays, though. They come back in.
I've got some Asics fucking tops, man. They're fucking alright.
Of course you have. You're a state, you know what I mean?
Fucking down with the kids.
Crystal Palace.
Palace. Oh, who have Palace had? Who have Palace had?
So the only one I could think of was TDK.
They've had, didn't they have like a, I have no idea. TDK, what's TDK?
Yeah. I don't know, but I just fucking remember TDK. It was plastered in white across the front, weren't it?
I'm fucking going back now to look and I can't fucking see anything. TDK.
Type in Crystal Palace 95.
Why? Okay, fuck me.
And actually, Palace 98. Fucking hell.
Okay,
for ages, didn't they?
Fucking hell, alright, sorry. Sorry, I didn't take note of fucking Palace. Where were Palace playing at that time?
No idea. Then Palace 02, they had Churchill. Yeah, the nodding dog. Yes.
Yeah,
that cunt.
So wait, 19... Alright, so they were in the Premier League then?
Yeah, we rattled them 92. Like 9-0. I always remember that when I was a kid. We batted fucking Palace 9-0.
Wait, what?
So this...
Sorry, I've gone on to transfer fucking market or whatever, right?
Oh, no.
And just to get the list of where they were at the time.
Yeah.
So it was... They were in the first division all the way from to the 1997 to 1998.
Yeah.
And then it just stops for some reason on Palace.
It just
goes 0-1-0-2, first division. I'm like...
What the fuck?
What happened to the fucking Premier League then?
Yeah.
They did go down the Championship then, didn't they, for a while?
Oh.
Fuck me, they were in the Championship for a while. Jeez Louise.
What about West Ham? West Ham. You got West Ham.
If you actually say it properly, I might fucking...
Who have you got for West Ham?
West Ham. West Ham is... Who did they have? They got Betway. Is it Betway they have?
Yeah, Betway now, yeah.
And then...
You're really good on what they've got now.
Yeah, I could think about their fucking kit now.
Go on.
They had DMs, didn't they? Dr. Martins.
Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah. Dr. Martins, yeah. But I can't think of any apart from that.
Because they actually had it like a... It used to be like a shoe. A kick. How do I describe a shoe? You know what I mean? It like bent around, look a bit like a fucking banana. Yeah.
It bent like, it went from like the top of their chest to like the center.
I thought this was meant to be a quick
episode
as well. We're on 50 minutes now.
Talking shite.
Absolute bollocks of this.
Speaking of Chelsea, by the way, it's just popped into my head. Didn't they have autoglass?
Did they?
Sure, they had autoglass. I don't know why that's popped into my head out of nowhere.
I just remember
Ijigger Johnson wearing it. Auto glass, 100% they had it, mate. I'd even
put money did.
On it. Yeah, Bosch.
Why? They also had Coors.
You couldn't have said that any worse than you said.
Fly Emirates.
Yeah, well, that's an obvious one. Should we rattle out the last few then, real quick then, because this is fucking rattling on it. Leicester, you go for Leicester.
King Power.
Really.
Well,
that's
what they won the league with. So I'm just like, do you know what? Vardy, you've got to go in the fucking Vardy, Meister. Well, he had Walkers as well.
The Vardy Meister.
I don't know.
Do you want to find another? Do you want to find another person on the planet that's called in the Vardy Meister?
I'll fucking start it. The Vardy Meister. They also had Walkers, obviously, for ages, didn't they?
Yeah, the Walkers was my one. Can you imagine it on Leicester TV or whatever? They're doing interviews before the game. Oh, how do you think we're going to get on today? Oh, I think we're going to 2-0 win today, lads. Oh, fancy big Vardy Meister to bag us two. Shut up, you cunt.
Do you know what?
Like, you'd be the first one terrorising him. Do you know what I mean? Like, just the big Vardy Meister. Oh,
What's his name? Of American Pie, the Shermanator.
Yeah, the Shermanator.
Yeah, baby. Fucking love that guy.
You have been selected for Shermanation. Jesus Christ.
Do you know what? Jumping on that. Wolves.
Wolves, fuck me.
Wolves.
I can't think of any of the Wolves I've had. What, from back in the day? What
the Doritos.
Doritos, yeah. That wasn't that.
Sound like a great big fucking Doritos.
It's pretty recent, though, isn't it?
I have no idea. Like, that can't be that fucking recent. Fucking hell, that recent, surely.
Doritos. Trust you to pull up the only thing about food. Right, Doritos.
Well, it's because I think he had Walkers, didn't they?
That's because Vardy Meister's been banging out the fucking.
Vardy Meister. Oh, Doritos, 20 years ago.
Doritos. Yeah, 2002. Holy shit. Fair
Holy
play.
Shit, mate.
Do you think they only got involved because the kit's orange?
Remember Goodyear?
Goodyear, yeah, good shout. Yeah, well, wouldn't have got that.
Oh, no, it's next on the list, mate. It's the idea.
What about Portsmouth? You got for Portsmouth? That's the last one I got. I got two more, but that shit.
I don't know anyone for Portsmouth. What's Portsmouth? Reggie.
Do you remember the Beanie Babies?
No. What Beanie Babies on Portsmouth?
No. Beanie Babies were made by a company called TY. They had like a love heart with...
Oh, yeah.
McCrouchy and fucking Defoe walking around with Beanie Baby sponsors on their chest. So weird.
I remember Bolton.
Yeah, they should have massive fuck-off Reebok across the front.
Isn't it weird that?
Yeah.
Because they used to have RBK. So it was like made by Reebok, sponsored by Reebok. Were they sponsored by Reebok?
Yeah. And then Celtic did the same thing. They had Umbro 1 year, just plastered across the front. And I was like, well, that looks like shit.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's not a good look, is it?
If you get a shit sponsor, you could really mess up, like, everything.
Massively. I wasn't sold on Nike for ages. And, like, because I find that Adidas shirts fits me loads better. But the Nike usually do good kits, though. Like the Vodafone one was Nike.
Oh, man, let's go back to Adidas.
So nice, yeah.
I love Adidas right now.
Oh, I love Adidas and Puma are my two favourites. They're fucking that fit me so well, man.
One of our owners is like majority stakeholder in Adidas. And I'm like, why are we fucking... Do you know what I mean?
Set it up. Just set it up, for fuck's sake.
Why are we going with fucking Castore? Just fucking put money in.
They got the cheapest fuck, though, aren't they?
The fucking Saudis do this shit all the time. They're fucking literally just making up companies just to fucking put into the... Why can't we just do it one which actually exists?
How much is a Villa top nowadays? Like by retail?
70 quid probably.
So they're still charging you 70 bar?
I think that's for the fucking top one, but...
Oh, mate, fucking... have you seen... This is a mad
one
now.
It's a shit design as well. It's fucking horrible. I hate it. Yeah, 70 quid standard.
Fuck that. Where is it? Wait there. Charlton Town's away kit. Have you seen that this season?
No.
So, it is mint green, and it is lovely, but they're advertising it on their page as Charlton's mint mush.
No.
Yeah. I just don't know how to fucking... How do I share to you? Does this
even
work?
Even Vardmeister won't fucking wear that.
Can you see that?
No.
Have I completely... Oh, wait there. Wait there. Is that working?
Is this your... Yeah. Home
right,
kit,
wait.
2023,
2024. Yeah. Wait there. Right. Shut up a minute. How did I get to it? There you go.
Oh, wow.
I love the Cheltenham's mint mash. But it is nice though, mate.
That's decent, mate, to be fair.
I was very, very tempted to get hold of it.
35 quid.
Wow, it'd
No,
be
mate, that's
40,
a kid, isn't it?
45 on it.
Go on, click on it.
45,
45.
yeah, 100%. But even still, 45 is all right. Don't
It's not bad.
mind dropping that, and you can see that it's got a little bit going on there.
Yeah.
That's all right. You're all over that shit.
That's £45 of fucking gold at the moment, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, mate. It's fucking gross, isn't it? You know what I mean? So, but yeah, there we go. We've done an
We've got our
hour
time
then.
for
Said we're gonna do a nice quick one. Fucking, what a joke.
chatting absolute shit.
Yeah,
Sweet.
as always.
All right, thank you guys so much for this. Oh, wait, what?
Before you shoot off, we started the talk, didn't we, beforehand, but we didn't actually record it. You were eating Starbursts
Oh, yeah.
without the wrapper on.
Yeah,
And
because.
I said to you, just eat it with the wrapper on. It makes no difference. And then
No, you don't eat Starburst
every time
without
I
wrappers
say,
on.
there you go.
Oh,
Come on.
it probably says on the packet, don't.
Just embrace it. It's a little bit of paper. Just do it.
Who
Oh,
eats?
look.
I
Me
mean,
is the answer. Wash it straight in. Just do it. Yeah, I can see it. Go on. Look at your
this is
face.
shit.
Go on. Scran
It's not stopping me from getting to the actual good bit of a Starburst.
it.
Why did you do this?
Because I can't be fucked to
It's
fucking
different sweet.
unwrap every. No, because they're banging.
This is shit.
I got the crackers, right? Fucking. Whenever I do have the time to sit there and peel the fucking wrappers off and I eat the Starburst, I go, oh, these are so nice. So I already think to myself, why don't I just not do this every time? Why can't I just do this?
No, but like I can still feel it in my
It's
mouth.
proper in your teeth and shit, isn't it?
Yeah, this is crap.
Oh,
No, you can
great
do the intro.
crack.
I'm gonna do the outro. I want to tune this
No,
shit.
go on, you can do it, mate. It's all good. Go on.
I've still got the fucking thing going. All
Oh.
right, thank you guys so much for listening. Oh, much water from the Starburst. Yeah, sweet. Cheers. If you like what you're hearing, please rate, review, and yeah, adios. Bye. Oh, wait.